We'll be taking a sneak preview of the 2014 Hamvention coming May 16 in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. From the not-so-opulent studios of the Radio Amateur Information Network, I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR. It's the Dayton Hamvention, arguably the biggest gathering of hams worldwide, scheduled for May 16, 17, and 18 in the Hara Arena in Trotwood, a suburb of Dayton. According to the 2014 Hamvention spokesman, Henry Raminski, W8HJR, the theme this year is Makers, the Future of Ham Radio.
That acknowledges the important part that hams play in creating some of the new communication technologies and just some other technologies too. There are several forms related to some of the new technology, using Androids for ham radio purposes, some of the single stamp type computers. For the younger people, there's a couple robotic events planned so that the young people can get involved in it. Among the forum presenters, I believe it's 12 that are completely new presenters in an area that hasn't been covered before. We're trying to bring a new blood into both ham radio and into hamvention.
Now, you have four forum rooms. The forums, of course, that run all day Friday, Saturday, and Sunday morning, coming out to 20 hours in each of your forum rooms.
One thing that's special this year is Hamvention is one of the centennial events for the ARRL. And so there's one forum on Friday that looks at the history of ham radio and of ARRL in particular, tracing some of the things that have occurred over the years. And then on Sunday, which is officially the birthday of the ARRL, there's going to be a birthday party at 9:30 in the morning. I'm told there's going to be cake. Hope a lot of people can make that.
I go to the Hamvention for the primary reason of recording the forum, so that I can excerpt from various presentations. Let's talk about transportation. For those who have never been to the Hamvention and therefore have never utilize any of the bus service, tell me a little bit about what you're doing this year.
Well, this year we're doing pretty much what we've done in the past with a couple little improvements. For the people who are camping out at the KOA, there is a bus that runs from out there, and that is primarily run by the KOA. You buy your tickets there and all that. If you come to Hamvention and park at our remote parking, which is down at the corner of Shiloh Springs Road and Salem Avenue, State Route 49, we have regular buses from the local RTA that run constantly during Hamvention hours up to Hara Arena. There is a charge for that. A ticket good for all 3 days is $8, and it's $6 for 2 days and $4 if you're just coming on Sunday. And that's a convenient way to do it. You don't have to worry about finding a place to park. If you happen to be on a bus route at your hotel, you can actually use the pass to ride the bus to the Hamvention. You might have to, though, do a transfer or something, depending on where you were. If you do want to park closer to the arena, there is paid parking. A number of the churches and some of the other organizations around there do have their lots available, and there are various prices on those. And there's a big field across from Hara Arena that, if the weather is good, is also available for parking. So if someone wants to park close, they can do it. They're going to have to pay a little more for it, or they can utilize our free parking and ride the shuttle.
And the shuttle, it really works well, and it runs all day long. What is the situation with lodging this late?
The Hamvention itself does not keep track of this. The Montgomery County Convention Visitors Bureau is a good resource on finding housing. Understand there still are some rooms available. I, just out of curiosity, ran a little search on one of the services that help find hotel rooms, and I was able to find several still available. But it is getting tight, and the closer it gets, the harder it gets to find a room.
And the further away you'll have to stay.
That's true.
Let's talk a little bit about the exhibits. Inside, do we have a full house and a flea market outside?
Well, we don't have a full house, but we're getting close. Inside, I believe there are 20 spaces so far that are uncommitted. When I say uncommitted, you know, you never know. Things happen. Sometimes someone cancels out at the last minute. But right now, there are only 20 spaces that aren't spoken for out of 505.
Wow, that's great. And how about outside?
There are 2,218 flea market spots. I believe the last number I heard was we were down in the 200 range that were still available.
This late in date, how would I get a flea market spot?
The easiest way to do it at this point is still to go online. You can fill out the necessary forms. The prices are available online. It varies depending on the location you want. If you're a club, we have some special rates for club spots. It really depends on what you want and what locations you want. I don't have the prices on the tip of my tongue right now. www.hamvention.org. And if you go there, you can click on, tickets. You can click on flea market, exhibits, whatever you're interested in, and find the necessary information.
Speaking of tickets, how much are tickets to the Hamvention this year?
The advance sales, which end the Thursday before Hamvention, if you get into town on Thursday, you can go over and pick up a ticket for Hamvention for $20, which is good for all 3 days. If you don't get there till Friday, it goes up to $25 for all 3 days.
Which is still a bargain.
Right. And if you're bringing young people with you, anyone under 12 does not need a ticket. And if they're 12 to 18, they can get a student ticket. If they go to the main entrance, all they have to do is show proof that they're a student ID or a report card or something that indicates that they are a student, and they can get a free student ticket.
I'm speaking today with Henry Ruminski, spokesman for the 2014 Dayton Hamvention, to be held May 16, 17, 18, in the Hare Arena in Trotwood, Ohio, a suburb of Dayton. We'll be right back. This is a rain report. There are various activities that are held outside of the Hamvention.
Again, if you went to the website, we have a other activities page that lists some things. Some of the non-amateur related events, if you're bringing family looking for something to do, at the National Museum of the Air Force, they're having the 2014 Space Fest on Friday and Saturday. That's supposed to be quite a show. It goes on in the evening, so maybe after Hamvention, if you're looking for something to do, that might be something. A lot of the organizations have their own meeting. The DX groups, there's a D-Star group, and again, those activities are available on the Hamvention website. And also, we have a Yahoo group. If you go to the Hamvention Yahoo group, that's a good place to not only find out about some of the activities that are scheduled, but also that's a good place to ask questions of people who are experienced Hamvention goers. A lot of people get some ideas there of what kinds of things they can do at Hamvention, and it's just a good place to share information.
What do you have planned this year for award ceremonies?
On Sunday, when we draw all the main prizes and everything, they're all going to be recognized then. But there's also a dinner, but it's dinner by invitation for the award winners and their friends and families. That's held Saturday evening. It's not open to the public simply because it's a little difficult to try to plan in advance for something like that. And so we limit it to people who have been contacted in advance and invited by the award winners to attend. It's really not open to the general public, but it's nice. We recognize the winners. It's a little chance for them to meet each other and to share some of their thoughts with other people there.
You're listening to a sneak preview of the 2014 Dayton Hamvention, coming to Trotwood, Ohio, May 16, 17, and 18 in the Hara Arena. We'll continue our conversation with Hamvention spokesman Henry Ruminski, W8HJR, in a moment. This is the Rain Report, making plans to occupy booth 329 at the Hamvention.
Let's talk about Sunday afternoon. Some people think Sunday afternoon is the best part of the Hamvention. Why?
The thing that seems to get the best attendance, if anyone's been there, they know that the main arena has thousands of people in it on Sunday afternoon because all the unclaimed door prizes are redrawn and we keep drawing numbers until someone claims them. And some of those are pretty good prizes. There's some transceivers And some prizes, there's some of them that are so expensive that people actually have to sign the tax forms to claim them.
What are the hours for the Hamvention Friday, Saturday, and Sunday?
The flea market opens each day at 8 a.m., and the inside exhibits open each day at 9 a.m. Everything closes at 6 p.m. on Friday, 5 p.m. on Saturday, and the inside sales part of it closes at 1 o'clock on Sunday, and the flea market also closes at 1 o'clock. But as I say, the main arena is still open for the prize drawings. But basically, if you're going to buy, you have to do it by 1 p.m. on Sunday, because that's when the Hamvention officially closes. We're trying to get young people into ham radio, obviously. That's if our hobby or service or whatever you want to call it is going to exist, we've got to get replacements in for those of us who are getting up in the years. We've tried this year with the setup for the robotics. That demonstration, I believe, is going to be in North Hall. There's also a youth forum. The oldest one, I believe, is 16, and the youngest one, I believe, is 9 or 10. So we're trying to get them in and get some interest going. There's also, it was tried last year and is continuing this year, there's going to be a table where those presenters are there to answer questions from other young people. It's a little easier, I think, for a young person to relate to another young person who's in the hobby than it is to relate to someone who may be as old as his grandpa or something. So we're definitely trying to get the young people in, and we're also trying to get some of the new technology in. You know, ham radio is moving pretty quickly. We're seeing a lot of new digital formats and everything, and we're trying to acknowledge that. There's going to be, hopefully, and it's dependent on the weather for obvious reasons, there's going to be another balloon launch. That's been pretty successful the last few years, although we had to cancel last year's because of weather conditions. We're trying to make it interesting for people. We're trying to give people something that makes them say, hey, I think I want to go there.
For those folks who won't be attending the Hamvention, but who would like to know what's going on, what kind of video and or audio outlets will there be?
For the first time, Hamvention itself is going to try to put streaming audio on. When I say try to put, we're obviously going to do it. How successful it is, it's the first time. We're trying something. It's going to be an experiment for us, but we're going to have a camera roving around Hamvention throughout the day. All 3 days is our current plan. W5KUB also broadcasts from there. Ham Nation, a number of the internet outlets are also going to be there. There will be opportunities to see some of it live on the internet, and there'll be obviously other opportunities to see it afterward from recorded materials, DVDs that are going to be produced, and those kinds of things. Hera Arena, for the first time, has installed Wi-Fi inside for the exhibitors, and that's going to enable us to do some things with video coverage.
I'm excited that Hera has actually set up Wi-Fi. That's always been kind of a weak link, so to speak, and very spotty. You had to be practically in the ARRL booth to actually take advantage of any Wi-Fi at all.
Right. That was one of the requests that a lot of the exhibitors made. They wanted to have access to it. They said they were willing to pay for it if they could have reliable Wi-Fi. And our plan is for them to have that this year. The equipment has been installed. Obviously, anytime you're trying something for the first time, there may be a few bugs to work out. But the tests so far show that it's going to be pretty good. And if any exhibitor wants it, they can contact Hera Arena to, make arrangements for the connection.
There'll be an extra charge for that?
Yes, there will be.
Is there going to be any kind of a reception for hams who are visiting the Hamvention from outside the U.S.?
Yes, there is. They've already been invited, and a number have accepted. There's a reception plan for them. The last I heard, there were 42 countries represented, but I'm not sure that all 42 countries are going to be represented at the reception. That was about 3 weeks ago that I was given that number, so there might be more by now. Now, obviously, our biggest non-U.S. people are more than 500 hams who come down from Canada, but it's amazing to me always how many different countries are represented each year at Hamvention.
I suppose information about that reception will also be found on hamvention.org?
Yes, But again, it's an invitation type thing. Thursday evening before Hamvention starts, any foreign visitor can go to the website and get the information and contact. I don't know whether reservations are still available. I know there was going to be a cutoff point. At least I think there was a cutoff point. If anyone's interested, they can go to that and contact the appropriate people and find out. It's our way of sort of saying thank you for the people who travel such a long way to visit Hamvention. And I traded emails with one fellow who's coming, and it's his 28th year in a row. Up-to-date information, including if you have a friend who you think is coming to Hamvention and he's in the flea market, you want to find out where he's located. We have all the flea market spaces listed with who signed up for him. Now, it could be that, you know, a group are coming and the person who's listed as the contact person might not be the friend you're looking for. But if you're looking for a particular exhibitor, either outside or inside, it's a good chance. You know, if there's some company you want to make it a point to see, you can go to the website, find out where they're located, and plan it. If you've never been here, you really don't realize what you're getting into. It's a pretty busy place, a lot of things to see. If there are particular people you want to see, to know where they're located and get to see them first, because if you stop along the way and look at too much, you might never find the person you're looking for. But the website has that. It has a lot of other information. One of the things I didn't mention that is a difference this year is license exam at Hamvention has become quite a popular thing, and so we had to move those this year. They're moved to the Bayshore Grace Brethren Church, which is located real close to Hamvention. And we are going to have a shuttle running from the shuttle bus area down to the church for those people who are taking tests. It's going to run, I believe, every half hour. And we had to do that simply because the popularity of the license exams outgrew the space available that we had in Hare Arena for them.
You have to register ahead of time to take a test?
You do not have to. We accept walk-ins. However, this year they're encouraging people, if they want to register early, to do so, because that speeds up the process and it sort of guarantees you a spot. If you get there and you're already pre-registered, you don't have to wait in the big long line to fill out the paperwork and stuff. So this year we're trying pre-registration to see how it works. In the past, there were some reasons why they weren't doing that, but we're giving it a try this year. So if someone's planning on taking the exam, they can go to www.hamvention.org and click on exams and get the information on that.
What is the situation with road construction this year?
Some of the problems in the past have been worked out pretty well. The major roads, it looks like there are going to be a few spots where there'll be some barrels out and it may be down to two lanes instead of three. It looks this year like it's not going to be too bad. But again, that's something that we will put on the website if there is a problem. And it's also on the Yahoo groups. And there will be a talk-in station on 14694 that will give information on traffic and directions if people need them.
Now there's a backup, isn't there, 14691?
Yes, it is. That is the backup.
I've been speaking today with Henry Rominski, WHHJR, a spokesman for the 2014 Dayton Hamvention, coming up literally in days, May 16, 17, and 18, in the Hare Arena in Trotwood, Ohio, a suburb of Dayton. And if you're there, be sure to check out the Rain booth. It will have Rain, the 160-meter Gateway Radio newsletter, and Newsline in booth 329. Inside, 329. For the Rain Report, I'm Hap Holly, KC9RP, in Chicago.
For more information, go to www.hamvention.org. The Rain Report is copyright 1990 through 2014 Rain, all rights reserved. Now for the Rain staff, I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR, bidding you very 73 from the Radio Amateur Information Network, www.therainreport.com.
Henry.Rominski@Wright, Wright, like the Wright brothers,
yeah.
.edu.